USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing looking into the current state of the First Amendment at American colleges and universities as Jewish students told stories about being harassed by pro-Palestinian supporters on campus, saying it happens on a daily basis.
Professors and student organizations have been fueling Jew hatred and spreading it across campus with disregard or potentially even with deliberate intent to incite.
Amanda Silverstein is a student at Cornell. She says she hears people every day screaming from the river to the sea. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former chief of staff, Yoav Horowitz, thinks it's a bad idea.
We got to win the war. If we keep on pausing and allowing them to replenish, refresh themselves, each time we give them a day, it's another 2 weeks to the war.
The pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. The report also indicates that Qatar is serving as an intermediary in these discussions. The White House is taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of the election night cannot be overstated. In a briefing, she emphasized the White House's dedication to defending freedom against what she characterized as a dangerous agenda that are out of step with the American populace. Following an explosion at a chemical plant near a town north of Houston, residents are being urged to stay indoors and take shelter. Jeff Harfield, owner of Sound Resource Solutions, says his company processes chemicals, then ships them out.
Hazardous materials, yes, but it's the type of material you probably have under your kitchen sink.
The significant fires resulted in smoke columns rising hundreds of feet into the sky. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Ivanka Trump is giving testimony in her father's civil fraud trial in New York, specifically regarding the Trump Organization's lines of credit. New York Attorney General Letitia James contends that Ivanka personally gained from the exaggerated figures of her father's businesses.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka stated that she had no involvement in the creation of her father's financial statements, and such matters were not within her knowledge. Some items from the Titanic will be auctioned off this weekend in the United Kingdom. Lance Pry has more.
Memorabilia from the Titanic will be up for auction on Saturday. A menu from the Titanic's first-class restaurant and a pocket watch that was owned by a Russian immigrant will be offered. The auction house, Henry Aldridge and Sons Limited, says the menu is estimated to sell for $73,000 and the pocket watch will sell for at least $61,000.
Following a series of accidents, including incidents involving pedestrians, Cruise is initiating a recall of its entire fleet of robo-taxis. The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was struck by a human-driven vehicle, and a Cruise vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the person. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.